Well, several years ago, the great Christian novelist Frederick Buechner asked an intriguing hypothetical question. What Buechner wanted to know was, what would happen if God gave us proof that there really is a God? What if God gave us something scientific, something tangible that would erase all our doubts? How would people respond? Buechner wrote, suppose God were to take the great dim river of the Milky Way, stars flowing across the night sky, and were to brighten it up a little, then rearrange it, so that all of a sudden, one night, the world would step outside and look up at the heavens, and see not the usual haphazard scattering of stars, but written out in letters light years tall the sentence, I really exist. What would happen then? Would people come to faith? Would violence and war cease? Well, maybe. In fact, Buechner hypothesized that for a short period of time after this miracle happened, that there would be a great deal of excitement about God, that churches would overflow in attendance. But as time passed, and days turned to weeks, and weeks turned to months, he wondered if people would stop looking up at the sky altogether. He wondered if the stars would just go back to being a type of nature, and if people would return to their old ways. In the end, Buechner believed that even after this evidence, even after this unquestionable sign, that people wouldn't change all that much. You know, it's funny, when it comes to faith, we say we want proof. We say we want to see the impossible. We say we want to see miracles, but if God really gave it to us, do you think we'd really believe? Are you sure? Saw an interesting statistic the other day from a Christian researcher by the name of Diana Butler Bass, who reported that over the last 50 years, the number of Americans who have claimed to have a divine encounter, a mystical experience where they met God, that number has increased by 50%. That means nearly twice as many people today have been given unquestionable proof that there really is a God. And yet, in that same period of time, church attendance has plummeted. Sometimes you can be given all the evidence in the world and still not have faith. Look again at our scripture passage this morning. Look again at the disciples. Look at all of the evidence, all of the proof, all of the miracles Jesus gave to them, and look at how little they believed. See, Luke tells us that Jesus appeared to them one day after the resurrection. He passed through locked doors. He showed the disciples his nail marks on his hands and his feet. He spoke to them directly. He had breakfast with them, but the disciples did not believe. I mean, what more evidence do you want? It's like Jesus showed up in the middle of the disciples' living room with a sign that says, I exist. And yet, in the end, it made very little difference. Still didn't have faith. Now, believe it or not, this is not the first time something like this has happened to Jesus. In fact, this is kind of a theme that we see in the Gospels. Time and time again, we see Jesus perform miraculous deeds for people, and yet the people still did not come to believe. Jesus fed 5,000, and yet many of those people wandered away. Jesus healed a demoniac, and yet the people chased him out of the town. Jesus prayed aloud to God, and the people heard the voice of God, only they said it was just thunder. Time and time again in the Bible, Jesus has done the miraculous. He has performed miracles, and yet still people did not come to faith. Why? Why didn't these signs well up within people a deep-seated belief that Jesus was exactly who he said he was? Why didn't they come to faith? The answer to this question is actually quite simple. You see, in the Bible, we are reminded time and time again that seeing, it doesn't lead to believing. Instead, believing leads to seeing. And believing, it has this way of changing the way you see the world around you. And believing, it opens your eyes to miracles that are taking place in your very midst. In fact, Jesus said to his disciples, "Do you believe because you have seen? Well, blessed are those who believe who have not seen." It's because in Scripture, faith comes first. And only then can people see the hand of God at work. I'm reminded of the great 1960s play, Man of La Mancha, where there is a beautiful scene in which Don Quixote looks out into the horizon and sees a magnificent castle. In this scene, Don Quixote says to Sancho Panza, "Do you see it? Do you see the castle amidst the mountains? The banners are waving, the drawbridge is down." But Sancho looks out onto the horizon and doesn't see a castle. Instead, he simply sees a small, broken-down inn. Don Quixote continues, describing the beauty of the castle. He talks about its strong turrets, its mighty walls. Finally, Sancho stops him and says, "But master, there is no castle. There's simply a tumble-down inn with a squeaky door." Don Quixote looks to Sancho and says, "Stop right there, for I will not allow your facts to interfere with my vision." Yes, in the Bible, seeing does not lead to believing. Believing leads to seeing. Believing, it opens your eyes to the way the hand of God is at work all around you. Where the rest of the world sees a tumble-down inn, you can see castles. You can see God's grace beginning to break through. A Christian scholar by the name of Tom Wong once said this. He said, "God cannot be seen when we draw a line in the sand and say, 'Give me proof, or I won't step over the line.' God can only be seen by those who have already stepped over the line in trust. And when we do, our eyes are open and the world is filled with resurrection lights." And Jesus said, "Blessed are those who believe that have not seen." Yes, the disciples did not believe first when they saw Jesus. They didn't believe first when they experienced those miracles. The disciples had to make a choice. They had to step over the line in faith. They had to trust first, and only then were their eyes opened. In the Bible, proof does not lead to faith. Faith leads to proof. After all, faith, that's the assurance of things hoped for, not the conviction of things seen. Maybe you remember the story of A.J. Musk, the great Dutch-born American pastor who at the age of 80 stood outside the White House every day with a candle and a prayer book in protest to the Vietnam War. Rain or snow, cold or heat, it didn't matter. A.J. Musk was always there praying and witnessing to his faith. Now, one night, a reporter came to him to interview him about his protest. And the reporter began by asking, "Now, Reverend Musk, tell me, do you really expect to change the policies of our government simply with a prayer book and a candle?" And A.J. Musk paused and said, "No." He said, "I don't do this so that I can change the government. No, I do this to make sure the government does not change me." A.J. Musk went on to say that he was a person of faith. And his faith taught him that peace was not a question of if in God's kingdom, it was a question of when. Because the scripture says, "One day swords will be beaten into plowshares, and spears into pruning hooks, and nation will not lift up sword against nation, and neither shall they learn war anymore." A.J. Musk said he believed that was true. And so he was showing up every day because he did not want to miss this miracle when it happened. Yes, in the scripture, Seeing does not lead to believing. Believing leads to seeing. Now I know. I know our world is going through hell right now. Now I know I look out at the world and I see more pain and hurt than I've ever seen in my life before. And I will be the first to admit, there are some days when I don't have the courage to turn on the TV. There are some days when I don't have the courage to open the news. I mean, can't we deal with one impossible task at a time? Racism, global pandemics, political gridlock, economic collapse. It's just too much. It's enough to make a person lose faith. But I want to tell you what I believe this morning. I want to tell you what I am putting my trust in. Now, I believe that despite all evidence to the contrary, God is still at work in the world. Now, I believe that Jesus was telling us the truth when he said he came to proclaim release to the captive, recovery of sight to the blind, and to set the oppressed free. I believe the Holy Spirit is still breaking the power of sin in our world, whether that sin is personal or systemic. I believe that is true. Because I believe, I have seen miracles take place. I believe that God's hand is still transforming our life even as we speak. I look around and I see police officers praying with protesters. I see doctors and nurses showing up on the front lines long after the applause has stopped. I look around and I see individuals donating entire stimulus checks to people who need it more than them. I believe and I see these miracles take place, and I think if you believe, you will see them take place too. So have faith today. Step over the line today. Trust today that God is still at work in the world. And in the end, God's love will overcome. Because miracles that are taking place all around us. And all you have to do to see them is simply believe.